All we need is a little understanding. Walk a mile in their shoes. And if we keep our hearts open-minded, we'll enjoy this wild ride called life. And if we keep our hearts open-minded, we'll enjoy this wild ride. This wild ride called life.
Thank you for listening to the True Sweet High podcast, created and founded by your host, Annette, the founder of A Wild Ride Call Life. Also, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for each and every episode that is aired. We have so much support from them and all of our listeners. You can find more information at www.awildridecalllife.com. Happy Monday, you guys. This is Annette with the True Sweet High podcast. I have an amazing, amazing guest on today, Nicholas and Edith Miaskowski. And their family is actually really a true American dream. They immigrated from Poland to America to save their daughter Samantha's life from a brain tumor. Their son, Nicholas, also developed a stage 4 brain tumor at the age of 10. And after a courageous battle, Nicholas was able to recover and is cancer-free today. Oh, thank God. In 2015, the family started a successful business providing affordable housing by buying, fixing, and selling mobile homes. In 2017, they were inspired by the example of a friend and Make-A-Wish founder, Frank Shankwitz. The family founded Golden Wings Helping Hands, a registered charity that has provided care packages to thousands of homeless and free mobile home housing to veterans. That right there is just, it's incredible. So thank you guys both for being on here today. Thank you for taking the time. Just, I have no words, but absolute just gratitude for what you do for people, even with the challenges that you had with your own life. So right. can you tell us how do you keep showing up for people when you're trying to show up for yourself and your family?
You want to go first?
This is a tough question. our family always have been do whatever we need to do. We start with Samantha coming here to United States from Poland to save her life. We are like on a mission, doing whatever has to be done. We will do it. So showing up, it's like for ourselves, it's we don't think. I mean, I try not to think negative, always positive things. Even if you don't see the answer or solution right now, I know it's out there. So just focusing on the positive things and taking step by step, especially when your life is challenging. And I can say our road has many bumps, but thanks God we overcome everything, and we are able to help others. And this is the most important thing. Every day is a gift. Every day I'm happy mom. My children are still here, even they didn't supposed to be here. So this is a mission. This is, I know we have as a family, and Nicholas, we have a mission in this world to share with others that anything is possible, even if you have bumps on your road. What do you want to add?
That is all just, we're just very dedicated and hardworking people. And that's really how we are, how we're wired toward the success that we're having in our lives, and also with all the charitable things that we're doing. So it's always kind of, you know, looking forward and not really looking back. You know, what happened in the past happened. It's not worth looking at all of that negative stuff. Just focus where you're going and focus on the present.
And don't afraid to ask God for help, because this is probably the most challenging thing when you're facing a problems. You want to solve by yourself, but this is impossible. So we learn this down the road. If we have a problems, don't, you know, close yourself in a closet and be there. You know, try to survive. Ask for help, all kind of helps. So this is I think this is a key for us, you know, that we are really open to ask other specialists or people or you know, wherever, to help us to solve our problems so we can move forward faster and faster.
I think it's incredible to hear your positivity, because there's not a lot of us that can do that. We get into that deep, dark depression. We don't know how to have positive thoughts. And we kind of just give up because we don't know what to do. But you have literally just shown us that we do need to leave it to whoever we believe in, to God, to whoever, because he does have control. And it's very hard. I mean, for myself, even though I was raised Catholic, and we went to Catholic school, we went to church, we did all these things. Even throughout my life, I lost my way because I thought that the bad things that happened, why would God let that happen? But now, you know, at the age of 45, I can finally see, and not always clearly, but I can finally see that he's doing it for us, not to us. So it's just this whole complete life-changing experience. And I think it's just amazing that you are able to say no, have faith, and continue working hard. Were you raised like that? Because I know sometimes if you see that positive influence, it helps you throughout your life. So were you raised like that? Was your family like that? Or how did you be like
that? Actually, no. my family, well, over the years they changed, but at that time when Samantha was born in Poland, no, my family wasn't that positive thinking people. But I, well, in the beginning, yeah, I always try find something positive, even if negative things were happening. I did not allow the negativity go into my brain. Of course, I have many situations down the road that, you know, this is the better and worse days. But especially after when Nick got sick, I really have a serious conversation with God, why this is happening second time for our family. Yeah. So this, thanks to his cancer, I understand how the law of attraction works, and what you put out there, you're receiving back. So this really, his cancer really motivate us, to change our lives in a different, little bit different direction.
That's incredible. And so why did you choose to come to, you came to the States for, obviously, to seek a different type of medical treatment. Mm-hmm. Where did you go to? What part of the States were you able to go to receive that?
Okay, my grandma came here, I believe, in the 60s. Mm-hmm. She fell in love with the States and everything. So when she was here first time in the 1960s, something, I don't remember, you know, exactly time. But After our years, you know, we used to live in a communism in Poland. So after the communism were over in Poland, my grandma was able to come here to United States legally. So she was here based in Chicago. So when I was 19, I finished a high school in Poland, and my parents decide, you know, you're going to have a better future in United States than in Poland. So we came here. I was here a couple of years, and then I back to Poland and married and have a Samantha. And living in a post-communism country in Poland, the healthcare wasn't there great. So what's happened, the doctors in Poland wants to put Samantha in an institution and just, you know, wait until she will die, because nothing really happens. So I said, no, no. We have to come here to United States, and this is a better, and check if it's better future for Samantha here. So we came here, we without language, without anything, just $500 in the pocket, and find the doctors here in the Children's Memorial Hospital. Now they are changed the name for Lurie's. Mm-hmm. Lurie's Hospital, yes. So we found help over there. So we were really lucky. Samantha was there the whole her childhood. They taking care of her health there. And Nicholas was in the same hospital treated when he got his cancer.
Yeah.
So this is like our second home.
Yeah.
So how is Samantha now?
Thank you for asking. She's doing great. She lives in a group home with five other ladies with similar problems like she has. She's 30 years old already. I can't believe it.
Wow.
She has autism, very severe. She's nonverbal. She needs a supervision for 24 hours a day. So a couple years back, we decided that we have to find a home for her so she can be around, you know, the people like she is. And she likes that place. So she's doing great.
That's really good. And, you know, I think it's amazing that there are homes like that to continue living a life, you know.
Yeah.
And thank God that you stood up and said, no, we're going to do something about this, because.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So now you are the founders of Golden Wings. What made you want to do that?
Well, multiple Golden Wings,
we
actually.
We have
a lot of them. But the main one is our primary business, which is the Golden Wing Mobile Homes. And we invest in mobile homes. So we purchase mobile homes either from sellers or from parks. We take them from parks. We fix them up. We do everything in them. We make them totally livable, and it is a great affordable option for a lot of people. So that is our primary business. And then we started that. Well, my parents originally wanted to start, you know, doing a business like that is because, well, what I know is that my parents had to deal with two special kids in their whole lives, and they wanted to create something more sustainable for us, you know, so that we would be able to take care of our futures. So that was the primary reason why we started with you know, investing in the mobile homes. So we've started that, I believe, in
1916. I mean, 2016.
Well, it does feel like 1916. I mean, it's been forever.
Sorry.
But yeah, ever since then, it's been going really great.
And so now you actually provide free mobile homes to veterans. So what made you want to do that?
So basically, we are just very blessed to be still around. I mean, we've gone through so much adversity in the past with Samantha being sick, and then I got sick, and a bunch of other stuff happened throughout the years. But, you know, there are just a lot of people out there who need that help and support, and we're just willing to, you know, help them out throughout these dark times. I know that I would have loved, well, I know I had a lot of support when I was growing up, but a lot of people unfortunately don't have that luxury of having someone to support them. So that's the kind of the position that we want to put ourselves in.
So answering your questions, why we provide the homes for the for the veterans, actually, in one of the parks that we work with was the man, really, really nice man, the veteran, and we heard his story, what's happened in his life, and he was in the need of the home. You wanna tell the story?
Yeah, so basically he was disabled, I believe. Where was he?
He was in the Marines,
and basically he was going through a lot in his life. Yeah. He was in poor health. He had open heart surgery done on him. He was living in a mobile home in this one park that we actually coincidentally work in, where he was living in this mobile home with no water at all. Like, the waters were burst underneath the home. He had a very hard time to make money because of his health condition. And on top of that, his 16-year-old daughter at that time, she was pregnant and expecting a baby really soon. So he was kind of in a pickle. So upon hearing about this story, that's really what's inspired us to get into that, into all of that action. So we found a home in that same park. We totally remodeled it, rehabbed it, and we fully furnished it too, for not only him, but also for the upcoming baby too. So, like, with the crib and everything. So it was really it was the highlight of our career, really, and really what's fueling us to keep on going.
Oh gosh, that's really beautiful. As a veteran myself, I thank you for providing to others, because it is difficult out there. That not a lot of people know how many homeless veterans are out there, and so it's because we're so prideful to ask for help. We have people like you who are blessings to them. So that's so beautiful. How do you get the funding to be able to do this?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about our business, is that because of everything that we're doing with selling the mobile homes and doing financing for people, we were able to acquire the funds to do things like this. And then also on the side, we didn't get into this Golden Wing, but the other Golden Wing, Helping Hands, that's our nonprofit. And basically, our nonprofit is all about creating these care packages for homeless people on the streets of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So we assembled them, and then we delivered it to, you know, people we find on the streets. And through the business itself, and then through donations of Helping Hands towards this project, we were actually able to acquire all of that money to put into that mobile home.
That's incredible. So you're doing all this for other people. What do you do for you, for your family? How are you able to just take a breather sometimes? And I mean, does it even happen? I know that sometimes when we're so busy helping other people, it's like, we don't think about ourselves, but what do you guys do for you?
So every one of us has something, you know, unique that we love to do. And, you know, just disconnect from the daily life. I love cooking and baking, and I'm very fascinated about the sourdough bread. So, you know, I'm going in this direction, you know, baking, practicing new recipes, all kind of things like that. My husband Roman, he's a musician. He's playing guitar, so he's taking step back and, you know, in to his own world and do the stuff just for him. And Nicholas.
Oh yeah. Well, honestly, I just take the time to either it's to read or play games. I play music too, like guitar and ukulele, that kind of stuff. Movies, you know, I mean, that's the thing. We're not robots, thankfully, so we don't work like, you know, 24/7. So we do have a schedule on how long we're working on all this stuff. And then, of course, we have time for, you know, downtime. And then we have days off, too. So,
yeah,
no worries. It's not like a sweatshop or anything.
No.
But we used to work like that.
We used to in the very beginning.
Yes. Yes. But down the road, we met, you know, wonderful people who show us and told us, you know, that we are very important as well. If we want to help more people, the first we have to take care of ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
So we were learning step by step how to do it, because for me, I wasn't taking care, you know, for myself for more than 20 years. Every day was, you know, the most important things were kids, work, and where is me? That's never one time for me.
Yeah.
Thanks God, you know, right now, everything it's taking care of, you know, everyone it's taking care for themselves and taking time, taking step back. And actually more things are happening now when we are a little bit step back than when we were working like you know, crazy people.
It's so hard sometimes, right? When you're so passionate about something, you just give it your all and you don't think about yourself. You put yourself last.
Yeah.
So it is a learning experience, but it's so fulfilling later on.
Yeah.
So where do you foresee yourselves with this in the next 5 years, 10 years? What do you want to do next?
Well, what we are currently working on is, this isn't another Golden Wing thing. It's completely different. But what we're doing is we actually have been starting to educate people on doing mobile homes, investing in them and teaching them about, you know, everything that we do and how to be profitable with it. And also what we do plan on doing is teaching them how to do similar things like we're doing with, you know, donating the mobile homes, that kind of stuff. So that's in the works. And really in the next 5 years, we foresee ourselves really pushing that further and enlisting, you know, a bunch of students underneath us so that we could make it, you know, as many people as possible get into mobile homes, you know, whether it's people who aren't able to afford regular living because, well, let's face it, 2021 is
different.
It's very different. Yeah. And it's realistically thinking, it's not going to be very pretty for people, you know, economic wise, because a lot of people are going to be losing their homes, their jobs, they're going to be downsizing. And that's really the opportunity with mobile homes in the future, is that it's affordable, and that's where we need to focus on. So basically our goal is to educate a lot of people on how to do this kind of thing, because not only is it, you know, a good source of additional income for yourself, but also you are offering that affordable living to people. And also you could go the extra step of, donating mobile homes too to people like veterans,
yeah,
people who really need that help.
And we cannot do everything by ourselves, so we want to teach others that the American dream, it's still alive. You just have to work for it. So we are really living proof that, you know, if you believe and you work, everything is achievable.
Yeah.
So this is why we want to share with as many people as we can what we are doing and how we're doing. So, you know, just spread the good word and, you know, doing good things around for others.
So in very short, that's basically our plan. Our top secret plan is to get people involved with us and get as many as many people as possible to do great things around the world.
No, I love that. You know, and I've seen some mobile homes that are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is such a great alternative. Not even that, than just buying this house that you don't need. A mobile home is amazing. You could do so many things with it. And I think it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. Where can people find you to donate? Can they donate to you somehow through your website, or is there a place? How do they contact you to do that?
Yeah, so donations, we do have a website, and I'll provide it to you a bit later, but it's basically just Golden Wing, just one wing, helping hands, multiple hands, .org. And you can donate on there and get in contact with us in regards to, you know, the nonprofit.
Or on the Facebook.
Or even on Facebook.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm really just so honored to have met you here through our friend Robert. I think it's really amazing what you're doing. You are the strongest people I have met, and so positive and full of light. And I really do thank you. I really, really thank you for just being who you are, because we need more of that. We need more of you in this world. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your kind words.
I wish you nothing but the best in the next few years. I can't wait to see what you do. I really can. I think this is going to be nationwide. It's going to be all over. You're going to educate so many people. So, God, I have like so many ideas that you could do already, like a book, a workshop, a this.
Yeah.
It's in the plans.
It's, yeah. Well, Nick didn't mention about that down the road. Our plan is also get the mobile home park where for the homeless people or veterans. We didn't discuss the details yet, but it's out there already. We send it, so that would be like, you know, we want to provide the place where they're gonna be working, you know, taking care of their homes. Maybe you will.
Right. So, I mean, that would be another additional thing that is in the works too, that, you know, further down the line, maybe this is going to be like the 10-year goal further down the line. But basically we aim on purchasing a mobile home park and housing veterans and people who are homeless to live inside of these mobile homes in the park. And basically the plan would be to have them work the park. Basically, like they would do the gardening and sell the vegetables, or
have a workshop where they can do like, you know, some crafts, things, you know, so they can be busy during the day, sell those things. And provide, you know, the money for their housing. So we have so many ideas.
That's so exciting. You're going to do so much. I can't wait to see it. Well, thank you guys. And again, I'm going to put their website in the podcast, guys, to look out for that. Go find them on Facebook. Help out in any way you can and send positive vibes, prayers, all of it to help them continue in their mission. And I'm so glad to hear about Nicholas and Samantha still being here. So it's really amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.